What do you hope?
The Falcons tear the Jaguars a new anal cavity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
All right, well, speaking of tearing things up, let's get going here on this next day of Game of the Year Awards for 2011, Boss Girl.
Day two. It's been a whole 24 hours since I've seen you guys.
I know, it's been a while.
Shit last night, man. All I could think about
was what categories will there be next? Yes. Well, here they are.
Lay it on me, group.
Most surprising game of 2011. Best fighting game of 2011. Best soundtrack of 2011. Most Japanese game of 2011.
I love that.
Best
too.
Co-op experience and biggest failure of 2011.
Oh, hey. I'm going to like that category too. This is going to be a fun one.
Don't mean to interrupt you, but it's going to be a fun day, guys.
Yeah.
Let's get going. Right.
Let's do it.
It's too much beatboxing.
We're gonna, yeah.
Warm-ups and dubs.
Yeah, warm-ups and
dubs. Yeah. Like pitch down Joey a lot. My John Stamos is stuck in a tree.
I forgot to learn what dubstep was last night.
That's right. You have a few more days to figure it out.
Yeah, that's right.
So, our most controversial category, I would say. Well, for us in terms of designing the categories. Most surprising game.
Yeah, I totally forgot that we decided that we're actually going to keep this.
Exactly.
But I think it's because of one game.
I think it's because of a couple.
Really?
I think.
And what games are those?
Well, those games would be Dark Souls, Infamous 2, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Saints Row the Third, L.A. Noire,
Skylanders,
Spyro's Adventure. I have a hard time saying that name. I'm not smiling like I poop behind the couch.
Hey, what are you doing over there?
Oh. Plants Skylanders. I swear.
You get this new
power. Changes colors.
My surprising game. I don't know if I like that title.
So the problem is,
no, it's
all expectations, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what did we not really get too excited
what
about?
What did I expect from Deus Ex?
What did I expect versus what did the game deliver?
Yeah.
It's going to vary person to person.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I guess with proper discussion, this could be good, right? Because each of us may have different... If we explain our expectations plus what the game delivered, I think we can come to... At least somebody can make a good point for what came from this.
Right.
Somebody will make one point.
Because, last year...
Can we say this surprising in a good way and surprising in a bad way?
Well, if you want to make some points about certain things like... What game shouldn't win this award?
Sure.
I think that's fine.
Is that fair?
Is there anything that you want to add to this list? I would say Back to the Future.
Okay, sure.
In terms of what does not deserve to be on here.
All right.
So that game could have been
good. If we go that route, we could have game after game after game
exactly.
after game.
Yeah, so, yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So,
because, I mean, we could also throw Uncharted on there. It's surprisingly not as good as
I don't think
it wasn't. It surprised me as not being as good as I expected it to be.
Okay,
but that's
it's still good though.
It's good. It's
still pretty good.
It's still good, but I had some.
It's a lot of sand.
There's Dees.
Yeah,
remember those spiders?
Yeah. Do you remember how?
I remember all of it.
Uninteresting the spiders were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's deal with the ones we have here, I guess. Dark Souls, Infamous 2, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Saints Row the Third, L.A. Noire, and Skylanders.
You can probably take Infamous 2 off there. It was surprisingly good, but it was also just kind of tapered expectations. I just went into it just expecting it to be Infamous 2, and it was Infamous.
Did you play Infamous, the first game?
Yeah.
Did you really like it?
It was...
liked it?
Not probably to the same level, but I liked it. I enjoyed playing all of it.
I mean, with the whole rebranding of Cole, you weren't worried?
I got concerned, but at the same time, by the time it came out, I knew what I was getting my hands on. So I was... That game was about as good as I expected it to be.
Was it not way better than you expected
it
to be? It
was better than I expected it to be, but not...
Was it surprising?
Not astronomically.
I was definitely surprised as to how good this game was.
I don't think it was astronomically better than what I expected. It was better. I enjoyed at least playing the game.
But I enjoyed it a lot. In fact, I enjoyed it to the extent of I completed everything you could complete in that game.
Yeah, it's
no, you did
100%.
No, you did.
There is zero left.
No, there's always that extra 2% that you can't find.
Yeah, 7 grams. I found the 7 grams, man.
There's 8.
Oh well, fudge.
You didn't get the freaking
standalone stupid content.
Yes, you didn't get
you
that.
You do not need to own the game for that. But
wait,
fair
you
point.
Don't wait. No, you did. You don't.
You
need
do not.
The Carnival of
you
Blood.
You do not need the game to play that game.
What? I'm gonna go buy that.
Right. But again, I'm good. I
want to be Vampire Cult.
My hunger to play any more superhero-y games
does not exceed to Blood.
I'm just X-Men. Good as okay. In terms of how much electrical fire ice man I need.
Fire ice electricity man.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. So that's off the list. What about Deus Ex Human Revolution?
I was surprised that I was going to like that game as much
as
I did.
Yeah, because we thought you weren't going to like that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody thought that each other wasn't going to like that game.
Well, okay, yeah. So and then to
it was really good.
Because I think you thought I was going to enjoy that game, and I just was turned off by it. But to the same tune, if we want to throw Skyrim on here, to me, Skyrim was super exciting, because I thought I was not really going to care for that game. Also, sure. Excited that game actually came out this year.
Sure. Any downloadable games we want to put on this list?
Pinball Effect?
Yeah. Iron Brigade stacking? Any of them contenders within this realm? There are more. There are bigger fish to fry, would you say?
Yeah. Okay.
This is a very vague category, so okay. We need to spearhead this thing.
Deus Ex, do we want to leave or take off?
I like it.
Like keeping it on here?
Maybe we can keep it on here for now.
Okay. Because the only reason I would say to take it off is because I was expecting big things.
And aside from that final
the only surprising thing was that it did deliver.
So you were really more
fulfilled.
I wasn't expecting much.
I was expecting
I was pleasantly surprised.
To be really good and not liked by a lot of people and kind of being like an under the radar, like a diamond in the rough sort of thing. And in fact, I think it did okay.
Did all right.
And it
did
really impressed me.
Sold some copies.
So that's why I would only say that, you know, that game fulfilled my expectations. Do we take off L.A. Noire?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, surprised at it. It was exactly what I thought it would
be. Yeah, exactly. I think that came out pretty much. I mean, I can still look at that stuff and enjoy, like, man, that was just not...
Yes, take it off.
Take it off. It's just it's what I expected from it.
I want to keep it on there.
Really?
But I'll tell you why. You guys argue against me. Let me give you my point as to why this should stay on the list.
You spit me some game, Griff.
Well, because first of all, hey, it's a Rockstar published game.
Whoa, you're basing this solely on that?
Yes. Because
it's
if you remember,
published game.
If you remember the advertising, if you remember the whole run up to L.A. Noire. What was the game billed as, and what did everybody kind of expect this game to be? Well,
an open world
GTA set in the 1950s with mild, like, crime-solving, detective-y stuff coming along with it. Now, when I started hearing as to what was going
on, I see where you're
and
going
when
this.
John, you told me, hey, it's actually pretty freaking awesome, like, you were the one who was saying, no, John, you were, like, the proselytizer of the goodness of this game.
But I felt like I was on the bandwagon to begin with, so my expectations of this game...
Sure.
This is the only reason I'm saying...
Here is why I say it needs to stay, is because it's Rockstar. Rockstar is associated with GTA and open world. This game was built as open world GTA style, but in 1950, whereas in fact, it is more of an adventure drama where there's almost no fail state. It's light on the shooting, if at all. It's more of puzzle solving and...
But that was all exactly what I expected. Like, I didn't expect the GTA thing.
I feel
like
the like Griff's thing with it is, like, he had an expectation that was not what we had.
Right.
So it's surprising to him.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, this category is extra messed up because I don't think anybody is going to have a unified
yeah.
anything.
Yeah.
There's no one game that was the most surprising. Okay. I think it's going to have to be whoever can convince everybody else
that that was more, my experience was more exciting than your experience.
Sure. More surprising. I was taken aback by this. Uh-huh. How more good this so game than was. You were. What I was expecting going into it was not this game.
Okay.
Okay,
so I'll...
So, okay, I guess to be reductive as possible, I was expecting GTA. It wasn't GTA. I like that.
Okay, good. I can hear your argument for now, and we can leave it on there.
So, moving on.
Start cutting limbs off this cat.
What about Skylanders?
What did you expect?
Yeah, what did you expect, Griff?
Because
tell me what you expected
when you were buying the action figures and the Portal of Power.
Okay, well, here's
also tell me who sold you on this game.
Let me just
and I will tell you why we should remove this from here.
Okay, that's the thing though. I'm okay with this going off the list, but I just need to say that from going from zero to actually a big deal on my radar is pretty impressive.
Fair enough.
So from being a game where it's like, this is nothing, it's for kids, it's action figures, who cares, to kind of being picked up by some hardcore video game playing dudes and having them say, this is actually pretty cool. And then trying it out for myself, I was totally surprised to see that they were correct with those assumptions and that it's awesome. And Skylanders is fun, and it's not just like a kiddie game to be thrown aside.
Well, I'm not denying you that. Like, it's I'm sure it is fun. I mean, I like beat 'em up games too. I like my Gauntlet games just as much as the next person. But when you hear about it and you know what it is, are your expectations really all that much more? Then
this is why I'm saying it's okay for it to not be on this list. Okay. Because when I had this game pitched, there was never a moment of like, oh, Skylanders, this is just going to be dumb. From the moment that I heard it start getting picked up and like tossed about the people who know about games, like I was like, hey, I need to look into this too, because It's good.
Okay, because I mean, like your enthusiasm about it and other people's enthusiasm about it and what I know of it, I'm sure I could play this and fully enjoy this game.
Sure, you might.
I'm sure I could. And damn it, if you wouldn't fail so much, I probably would have already played this game and probably would have played it already.
Yeah,
but batteries, there's a reason. There's a reason. So many, we don't have a thing. Video up on the site right now. But
it's okay. But I feel like I need to be on this list.
It's all right. I'm like,
but I do just need to say,
I'm sure it's good.
That it surprised me.
I'm just sure it will be
from going to zero to something.
Fair enough.
Not going from negative to something positive.
Fair enough.
I mean, that's the big difference here.
And I have another one for
you. I had a severe disinterest in LA Noire from going to. I do not want to be involved in this product. Yeah, it was below zero.
Like, you just did not even want to give it.
I would prefer this game to be thrown in the garbage than to purchase a copy of it. Versus Skylanders going from...
I'm sorry, what's this game?
Spyro has a new game out to... Spyro. Hell yeah!
Yeah, okay, so fair. But I mean, I think it's a harder swing when you're against it.
Yes.
And then you rebound right up to it.
So that's why Skylanders is off, is because it goes right from zero to yes instead of no to yes.
Yeah.
So that leaves us with Dark Souls, Deus Ex Human Revolution, Saints Row the Third, and LA Noire.
And here's a game.
Two games we haven't discussed.
That I was surprised about.
Okay.
Oh, is this a late edition?
Yep, late edition.
Okay, late edition.
Dead Island.
Island of Wakfu.
Oh.
Dead Island.
Not true. Didn't put that on here at all.
I didn't even know about the game very much, and I was very surprised at how awesome it was.
Okay, because this is what I will say about Dead Island. I didn't play it, but I watched Griff play it for, a solid hour, maybe 2 hours. I had my expectations based on what you guys were saying, and I was pretty excited to play it after watching you play it. Do not want to play that game.
Yeah, because it's Borderlands with knives.
Yeah, and what does John not like?
Borderlands or knives.
What if it was just knives?
I like knives. I just don't like Borderlands. So putting knives in there.
I hear you. Well, you can use clubs. It definitely. Awesome. There are guns too. There are guns. Trust me, you don't want to go that route.
No.
I think you're right in bringing it up. I think it was kind of going from not a big deal to kind of a big deal, but
yeah.
I think that the trailer that was initially released to show off that game with like the backwards going family, you know, the story of like the family that fall out the window and fighting the zombies that's in reverse
time trailer
was really cool and totally misleading as to what this game was about.
I completely agree. Like based on what
and
I
the game
saw
that it was, was less interesting as to what that trailer could have been.
Like, I also feel like there's no good way to describe that game and tell people what it's really right. You can say
right without
that,
saying,
but
it's another game.
Yeah, like because every time I heard that game described as what it is, I get a different image in my head of what it actually is. And when I saw what it was,
I think it's almost impossible to describe Dead Island without mentioning another video game.
That also seems fair to me. I don't.
An open world zombie game with lots of loot. And medipacks.
True.
Okay, so it's so Left 4 Dead.
But I mean,
but not the loot.
But
so Borderlands.
No, you're right. Like you're right. It is an open world zombie game with loot that is highly focused on melee.
That sounds
the least interesting thing to me in the entire
world. Exactly. You are not selling me on this game.
Yep. I went from interested to less interested right there.
But, okay, so I mean I find if you like, you know,
it's okay though.
I don't want that game. I think it's worthwhile to bring it up, but no. It doesn't need to be on the list. If there are another Dead Island game that maybe perhaps refine some things and, you know, was a little better.
But sure. Hey, man.
Better.
Naughty Dog's working on The Last of Us. So
that, I don't know what that's going to be.
I have no idea. I'm sure that's going to be. To me, I get it.
I don't want to get into that right now.
All right.
So what's on the list?
We've got Dark Souls, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Saints Row the Third, and L.A. Noire. There's some pretty obvious things on here. So
do we want to
talk
about that now, or do we want to talk about Dark Souls now?
So
I feel like you were more surprised by Dark Souls than I was, but I was still pretty freaking surprised by how much I liked Dark Souls. I thought I would play that for a few hours to entertain myself and just be like, yeah, this is another hard-ass game that's I do not want to play anymore.
It's another From Software game that's broken as hell. It's
broken, but I kept playing that game, and at some point, I enjoyed playing that game.
Right. I mean,
it just kept happening.
For me, the Dark Souls thing was my interest level was going from, like, my standpoint on Dark Souls is Demon Souls.
Demon Souls
of before got a couple Game of the Year awards because of its really unique flavor and whatever. And I kind of was like, just kind of indie people picking up on indie things and kind of, I don't know. Like, I didn't really understand it. Granted, I didn't play it, but I just had zero interest. So, I keeping it pushed aside. And the more I heard people talking about it, the more I got swept up in sort of like the zeitgeist moment of, this game is awesome. Like, let me tell you about this thing that just happened where there's this big red dragon and you die when you first meet it, and you're like, no, I'm going to be wary of this big red dragon, and I'm not going to die, and you totally get wiped out by it. Yeah.
Yep. That is a fun part about that game. It doesn't matter. That, like, you told me the Capper Demon would be the easiest fight ever, and it was, but I still died the first time I fought it.
Oh, yeah.
It just killed me straight out the door. Just bam. And I knew what to expect from it, too. I just didn't. Somehow, I just forgot to do anything. Like when you try to tread water for the first time and you just forget to kick your legs. This is whoop. It's just sink.
Okay, so
also fuck those dogs.
I had no problem with the Gabardine. I'm sorry, John.
That's fine.
It's preposterously easy.
Like, but I feel like I was pleasantly happy that you told me about your tactic for
stairs.
I'm sure I would have come to that conclusion because I know how to play that game.
Yeah.
But
always look for the stairs.
Just look for some nonsense.
Can't go upstairs.
Oh no, he can go upstairs.
You can go upstairs, but the AI gets a little confused when
the AI doesn't understand. Like the AI will try to follow you up the stairs, but then doesn't understand what you're trying to do when you jump off the stairs,
or do I walk back down the stairs?
Yeah,
and you take that few moment like respite of like, okay, now I can heal.
Uh-huh.
Now I can.
When the AI is trying to figure out what the hell it is you're doing,
right?
And gets stuck on that tree.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Got you, game.
Mm-hmm.
Got him by the balls.
Like, seems like a great fun game to play.
No, see, this is read my awesome review about Dark Souls, and you will appreciate this game.
So I guess I don't know.
That game makes me feel good in the worst way possible.
I think we may be able to throw one out here quickly. Saints Row the Third, does it stay on this list?
Yes.
No.
Really?
To me, yes.
No. You were...
To me, after okay. I knew so that this
was,
you got
this,
to...
This was my thing? Uh-huh. Okay, so this was my thing. Just like you had no interest in L.A. Noire whatsoever, you thought that was a dumbass thing.
Uh-huh.
This is the same shit I've been thinking about Saints Row. Like, no, that sounds like some stupid, dumbass GTA shit.
Yeah.
And the more you kept talking about it, and the more I kept hearing about it, and the more nobody would tell me what it is that's so fucking amazing about that game, I'm like, fine. Just go make this terrible purchase and I will play this game and fuck, that game is good.
Yeah.
That game is really good in the most absurd way possible.
And I don't like this category at all, because it's all just based on knowledge that you thought you had, and I think it's this category is just, we could go on for 3 more hours on this.
Okay, well, okay, think of it in terms of last year. Everybody agreed on Transformers being the most surprising game. Why did that work so simply?
Because
so take those same qualifications and apply it to something this year.
That worked because it was a licensed game that everyone had failed before.
Sure. And, right. By all rights, Transformers should not have been a good game, but it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unknown developer with a licensed product, with a, you know, a thing that has sucked because of the mass media. So... Yeah. It's a little bit trickier this year with the games we have, but I think that Saints Row the Third doesn't belong on this list because, much like Skylanders, I didn't really have anything against it. Like,
I had something.
I don't like the poop truck, like, I'm going to make a mockery of, like, just video games in general, but at the same respect, I appreciate that more than I appreciate GTA games. Like, I would rather have a fun, stupid open world that is just, like, delightfully stupid and meaningless and poop truck full than having one that is, like, hyper serious and trying to hit these powerful notes with meth heads and biker gangs and dudes who have storied pasts where the world breaks when you do something that doesn't fit your character. So, to me, Saints Row has never been offensive to me.
Okay, see, I didn't understand the breed of the comedy that they were delivering. I always felt like it would take those jokes and the setting and the world and everything just too far. But when I played that game... Like I said, the thing that got me is that those people exist in that world as if it was a reality.
What if I say that I think Saints Row is to open world as Disgaea is to RPG?
I would agree with that.
Okay.
I would agree with that strongly.
So,
because I get exactly what you're talking about. Like, it does it in a certain way that it makes me believe that it's okay.
Like, you need to know something about video games to appreciate it.
Right, and that's, because everything that happens in Saints Row, at some point I was like, sure. Because my roommate was watching me, who plays no video games whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
and she was just like, but why are these things happening? I'm mm-hmm. like, Don't.
Why is that tank falling forever?
Mm-hmm.
There must be no ground.
Mm-hmm. It's like...
don't worry about it.
Why did they throw a blow-up doll into the wrestling... I just don't.
Don't worry about it.
It's because... why did that person just get a chicken? Just don't.
Don't worry about that. Do you not find that hilarious?
Why not?
Then this game might not be for you.
Why not? Why do you have to purchase clothes to get respect? I'm like...
you don't need respect.
You don't really need it, but you want it? So, sure.
You get more respect for just capping a motherfucker.
That's true.
Why do you need sweet rims on a golf cart?
It's called the Knoxville, by the way.
It is.
It's hilarious.
It is. And it's hilarious.
So it is.
Oh, man. I made a police car look like RoboCop.
Nice. Okay, I don't think Saints Row should be on this list, because I don't think that it is... it starts out offensive. Like, yeah, you're saying to me, what you're telling me, John, is you're saying, I don't understand where the support for this comes from. Not, this game is bad, why are people supporting it? Like, it sounds like to me is you're saying, everybody's talking like Saints Row is great, but I don't understand why people are saying these things are great. They just won't say it. And then,
no, my thing was, like, I start off looking at it as, like, a GTA clone. And it just is absurd and stupid dick fart jokes all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I just don't feel like it would be something that I could appreciate, because I didn't really ever appreciate Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
And I just put it over there.
Sure.
It's the same thing you made for the argument with L.A. Noire.
No.
Yeah.
My argument for L.A. Noire was, I hate Rockstar.
You hate rocks.
I hate Rockstar. I hate Rockstar.
Fair enough.
I hate the games that they produce.
You liked Red Dead Redemption.
You like Bully.
Did I?
You like Bully.
Did I like Red Dead Redemption?
You like Bully.
I did. That is the one
game. You like Bully.
I do like Bully.
I think you entertained Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption
mildly.
Was okay.
See?
I mean, it's not...
you liked Bully.
It's not terrible. Well, I did like... I mean, okay.
Which I have not played, but based on that...
Like Grand Theft Auto?
I don't like Grand Theft Auto.
I don't like Grand Theft Auto either, but this was just my thing. It was a misconception that I was putting Saints Row in with Grand Theft Auto, just like you were putting L.A. Noire in with Grand Theft Auto,
mm-hmm.
based on a misconception. That's why it's surprising to me that sure. this is not what I thought it was.
Sure. But I would also say that in my situation, the way that that game was marketed and displayed was showing that yes,
I will hear
the things that I am interested
I will say
in versus
this still.
What the marketing was for Saints Row was zero or people talking about that game and not saying specifics.
Okay, fair enough.
With the exception of Tim and Eric doing that one trailer video, which I'm like, I hate Tim and Eric, so that's okay. The Mr. Professor Genki.
Oh, trailer. God, yeah, okay.
Sure. But that's beside the point, because I don't like Tim and Eric to begin with.
Yeah, the only thing I will say is, like, it was not as surprising to me because yo fucking Saints Row is still, ultimately, when we break it down, Saints Row still was the game that I sort of thought it would be as far as mechanics go. Mm. It still is a run around town, open world, shoot things, steal cars, like, do all that nonsense. It's the content and the story and how...
that's a great point.
Developed that was. That
Whereas L.A. Noire was not a just go around and beat dudes up with billy clubs. And
so I can agree with your surprise there. And I feel like a lot of people might get that same impression. So I would be more inclined to agree that L.A. Noire might be the more surprising game because it's not that Rockstar game. It's something very...
sure.
It's off the beaten path for Rockstar.
Yeah, and it isn't a Rockstar game, is the thing.
It's Bondi,
like, yeah.
But
the now defunct Team Bondi. So that we still have four games here. Dark Souls, Deus Ex, Human Revolution, Saints Row the Third, and L.A. Noire. Which one of those do we get rid of?
All right, I'll be the first person to say,
this is what my list would be. Dark Souls, Saints Row the Third, and L.A. Noire needs to stay. I would be okay with Deus Ex Human Revolution going because, like I said, I thought the game would be good. The only thing surprising about it was good.
Wait, you're saying what? Saints Row or?
Deus Ex.
Oh.
I thought it was going to be good. So it was good.
It was good.
Okay. It surprised me because it did so well.
I would agree with your list as well.
Sure.
And I would default to L.A. Noir for winning.
Really? Okay. Because you were already a fan of the Dark Souls stuff going on.
Yeah, I sort of knew what I was in for, and I just, you know, I got fed up with Demon's Souls because, in my opinion, Demon's Souls is harder than Dark Souls. Dark Souls at least throws you a bone,
mm-hmm.
whereas Demon's Souls shits on you every single step of the way.
Right.
Souls is at least playable, and you can accomplish things in that game, and you can at some point progress forward.
Okay, Ryan, you didn't like L.A. Noire, right? Like, you weren't really struck by it.
Didn't move me.
You finished it, though, yeah?
Yeah.
And you just didn't really grab you?
Nope.
Okay.
It was what I thought it was going to be.
And you didn't play either of the other two games, right?
No.
Majority rule.
So, okay, since you didn't like L.A. Noire, like, you were expecting something different than what it provided, I'm guessing?
No, I wasn't expecting anything different.
Okay,
it was exactly what I thought it was.
What about so I guess that's kind of just leaves us at a really weird crossroad where it's like I was not really into Dark Souls and was surprised by how it performed and how it wasn't terrible, whereas John, you are anti open world and dildo bat, and
if we can both agree that Dark Souls drew us in a lot more, we have a common ground there.
Yes.
And you want to say Dark Souls?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm okay with saying Dark Souls is the most surprising game of 2011.
Sure.
Sounds good.
Because I would say, as somebody who played the first game and who was done with it, and who was thinking, that was a weird little thing that just happened in video game history, mm-hmm. versus a person who had zero interest in it, was against the whole thing, and then was swept up within the tide of this game came out of nowhere.
Yeah, based on my experience with the previous one, I thought it would be pretty much copy-paste, I'll play this for a few hours and not want to do it. But I played that game for like a solid 30, 40 hours.
Sure.
And I'm still planning on playing that some more over the break.
Okay, so most surprising game of 2011, Dark Souls. Yes.
Yes.
Great. Moving on.
Bam, bam, bam.
That was a tough one. Get ready for more very challenging categories.
Round two.
On day two. Best fighting game of 2011. Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. Dead or Alive 3DS. Super Street Fighter 4 3DS. Or King of Fighters 13, which I just played earlier today.
Oh, okay. Good. How do you feel about King of Fighters 13?
Uninterested.
Okay, moving on.
I'm
going
to go with Mortal Kombat, having not played any of them, playing the fighting genre. I enjoy watching that game.
So, I agree with you. I think it comes to Mortal Kombat. what else goes in this list?
I think that's the tough part. Mortal Kombat wins, but because it's the only brand new one that's actually entertaining for people that are just wanting an introductory video game to play to have fun. Because if you want to throw Marvel vs. Capcom on there, I'm sure it's a great fighting game, but fuck, who wants to...
But I think you're the wrong audience. Like, I think...
Possibly.
Based on when I went to Japan and I was hanging out with my buddies there, like, people who weren't hardcore into fighting game games, the Tatsunoko vs. Capcom that was out at the time, they loved it. Like, the guys I was with loved that game because... It was just crazy. Like, it was a Smash Bros. Of, like, you mash on buttons and cool stuff happens.
But that's Tatsunoko versus...
Same thing. It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah.
That one was... I also like Marvel versus Capcom because it has the characters I really enjoy.
Right. That's fair.
So...
I mean, and there's...
That's on the list still.
And they've still got more coming out, so...
I mean, Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom is also out this year. So.
Yeah, do we want to put that against... Go. I say Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom as opposed to Marvel vs. Capcom.
If you played it?
Because we're already... No, I have not, but...
Ultimate
it's the same flipping game. It's just you're just adding...
Update.
Yeah. But, I mean, so is Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition because if you want to really, if you really, really want to take,
update do you...
like if you really, really want to take this seriously, then I would just say Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition is the best fighting game out this year. But I'm going to be a little bit more realistic and say that they only added four.
I would also say I would disagree with you because I don't think it is because of how they totally wrecked the balance of everything.
Yeah,
and how you don't play with anybody except for those four guys now.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
So, okay, we're gonna... It's such a ridiculous situation. I'm gonna... Oh, goodness here.
How much do you really like that Dead or Alive game?
Really did like that Dead or Alive game.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I don't know if really we should consider it as a...
Because it's a... Kind of like a rehash.
But it does have a lot of new, like, tool training pieces to it and a story mode that is unique to that game. And
all right.
It's tough.
What the hell else is on this list?
There's pretty much nothing. Super Street Fighter 4 for the 3DS, which do you really have to get rid of that as well.
Yeah.
Do you really have to have them? I mean, if there's not really any other fighting games that came out, and one of them is so much better than the others, why do you have to fight for the other ones?
Well, I think
that's how our list goes.
I think we've got it right there, right? Don't we? No.
Okay.
It's just
fine with me.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3, Dead or Alive, 3DS.
So the important thing is Mortal Kombat
wins.
Best fighting game out this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
And then those other two.
And you'll be okay if you...
Yeah.
Pick any other fighting game this year. You'd be probably in the same spot.
Yeah. You could get that demo for Tekken.
There's that weird Tekken tag game that was out this year.
Tekken Tag Tournament 2 demo.
Alright, whatever. Best fighting game, Mortal Kombat. Hands down, if you couldn't tell. Dubstep.
And then Dubstep remix of Mortal Kombat. Oh, man. I kind of want to look into that.
Speaking
now.
Of Dubstep. Best soundtrack of 2011. If you thought this category was already going to be hot, or this year day was hot.
What?
No.
Your day.
Your day. Dude, this is going to be a good conversation between you and me, Griff.
So, here's our best soundtrack list. Now, this has been an evolving category, going from best song to original song to soundtrack to... Or to finally soundtrack, including... Original song, licensed song, soundtrack as a whole. So, just everything.
Like,
not necessarily the music that is created specifically for this game, but any music that is used in this to represent this game. So, right. Like, if you go and you look up the soundtrack for this, it's not just the original music, it's the other incidental music in it, too.
Right.
Like, that may... already exist in other forms. So, for example, Madden 12 title screen plays the Inception trailer soundtrack. That's pretty awesome.
I'm sorry.
Pretty freaking weird.
I could not have even considered that in my mind. Who does that? Why is that a thing?
Because, you know,
Inception
what?
Did you just hear football.
That? What's that? Did you just hear
no,
that?
No, I've heard it before.
Oh.
Okay.
Because you take things that people like.
And you just put them next to football and run with it.
That's what they did last year.
Yeah. If you could make that...
Welcome to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. If when you bought that game, it would shoot Doritos out at you. I mean...
Yep.
Pretty much have it all in the bag.
Yep. Your copy of Madden comes with a coupon for soda and chips.
I don't want coupons. I want it to actually come with it.
Free coupons.
Wanted to come with chips. Best soundtrack for 2011.
It's a Dorito in a baggie.
Saints Row the Third. Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
No.
Killzone 3. Whoa. Bastion. Uncharted 3. Drake's Deception. Gears of War 3. Deus Ex Human Revolution. And Portal 2.
I will...
What are we throwing off right away?
Skyrim.
Really?
I don't like that music. It's just boring.
Okay. I like that music.
I don't. It's just boring to me. It's
don't like those fucking like Viking dudes just like yelling.
The big drums.
Yeah, that title screen. Every time you fight a dragon,
it makes me feel so good about doing what I'm doing.
It's like a bunch of like Nordic dudes doing push-ups.
No, it makes me go, singing. Oh crap, I have to fight a dragon. That sucks. It doesn't get me also, pumped at all.
Did you can't hear them when you're getting close to the wall? And you're just like, where's the words? I got to read this shit.
Yes!
Give me those words!
Or
when give me that soul!
Even when you're in a tent and there's still just music playing, and it's not just like ambient noise.
Can we also talk about the soundtrack for Dark Souls and how there is not one?
No, we're not going to talk about that, John. Because there's not one.
Because there's no music in that?
There's very little music in there.
So, I'm...
The bells.
I want to say a few things here. Deus Ex Human Revolution can go because the music from that game is not enough. It's not present enough.
Yeah.
Like, there needs to be more of its...
It's
like,
not just straight up the Blade Runner
It needs
soundtrack.
More future Philip Glass.
Yeah.
There was some good stuff in it, but, like, the title screens... Or the intro screen stuff is good, but not enough. So that goes off. Killzone 3 I put on here because I love the intro music on the title screen again.
Okay, but is that in and of itself enough progressively throughout the game?
No, it's not. Okay. In terms of soundtracks as a whole, no.
Oh, I see. Okay, at first I was going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about with Gears of War 3, but now I get it.
Right, and Gears of War 3 I think goes on here because... of its implementation of the first game where it's pretty awesome moment is playing the music from the trailer campaign of Gears of War. It's only awesome because of that music.
Yeah. But so the music that's in Gears of War 3 is only good because of the music that was in Gears of War 1.
Yes.
I don't think that really makes
that
me
could,
feel
that
too
song
good
could
about,
have been any song.
Yeah, exactly. It could have been Yellow Submarine for all I care.
Exactly.
It's not. You know.
It could have been Rackety
Sax. I don't know if that would have had the same effect.
Yakety Yak.
Yes. Okay. So that leaves us with a little bit more truncated list here of Saints Row the Third, Skyrim, Bastion, Uncharted 3, and Portal 2.
Again, with Uncharted 3, I think it's just because it's a title screen.
Yep. I love that Uncharted soundtrack.
It's good, but again...
There are better.
There are better.
It doesn't stack up against the others. So, the others being Portal 2, Saints Row the Third, Skyrim, and Bastion. One of those needs to go.
I bought the soundtrack for Bastion.
Sure.
Because it's that good.
It is that good.
Yep.
It's really good.
It's really, really good.
Every song is really good.
Every single song is really, really good. And I played the DLC for it the other day. Damn, that's good shit.
You know what else is really good?
Saints Row the Third.
Yeah.
Hey, Griff.
Yeah. You want to...
Did you?
Yep.
Oh, shit.
Plays that
man
song.
Every freaking time that load, like just the startup
it's
screen.
Changed from the Persona 4 song,
the startup screen on that I cannot help but just dance in my seat a little
every
bit.
Every mission you complete has
every
just
single
the
thing
best
is
song music
perfect
dubstep by the way
exactly also the ending when you're like I need a hero and you're running up the okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
Hells yeah. Sure. I was all about that. I was like, yeah, I feel good about this right now.
Yeah.
Also, you're the best.
When you're murdering,
when
a,
you're
bunch
murdering a bunch
luchadors.
Of luchadors with a chainsaw. Perfect.
County West Power.
Yeah, dude, I thought I could not hate that song more, but yo, I'm going to jump out of a plane mm-hmm. with a back with a freaking parachute yeah. and murder a bunch of fools in my penthouse.
Yep.
I feel good about doing that.
And by far the best implementation of any music this year.
Yo,
Sublime.
Yeah.
Sublime.
Oh, yeah.
Miss singing the lyrics yes. while you're driving mm-hmm. to your next location.
The whole song. Perfectly
just
played
totally
perfectly played out, too.
The entire song.
The entire song.
What?
Terribly.
Your character and the character you're driving with are singing Sublime's...
And not only are they singing it, they are
love
singing...
Love is
they
what
are
I got.
Yeah.
Right?
It's what I got.
Or what I got.
Yeah, but Sublime. But it's not just that they're singing it. They are... Just like if you and me heard a song on the radio come on that we enjoyed and we would sing it, but we don't fully remember all the words of the song.
It's one of those songs where you're like,
I know 90% of this.
Sure. Yeah.
I am not a singer by any means.
And then once it gets complicated, you have no idea what's going on.
Just kind of mumble out some symbols.
That's kind of exactly what happens.
Like, and one of them remembers the words, but the other one doesn't. It's perfect.
Yep.
It's great.
And
also makes that have a whole lot more meaning to me, that song, after hearing them sing it.
Right.
I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the concept of being a gangster, it just makes a different kind of sense. So
Portal 2.
Yeah, I started to remember some things about that, and it's like, I think...
We keep that on here?
I think we can keep that on there.
So
here's my thing. Yes, with the turrets,
so
opera...
So here's the thing. So Saints Row the Third stays. Bastion stays. Is the music from Portal 2 better than the music from Skyrim, or is Skyrim better than Portal 2?
I believe that Skyrim is not as good as Portal 2. Because, it's that Viking song that... But it's not really a song so much as it is some dudes yelling.
They're singing in dragon language.
They're singing in a dragon language.
That was made for that game.
Is
that not crazy?
The to them that they're shouting and... But it's just that one thing.
Well, the other thing that I appreciate about the Skyrim soundtrack is when you're in any location, the music is playing. Mm-hmm. There's not those dead moments of like, okay, now this battle's over and I don't get sound until I walk into the next village, and then it plays a little village song and then it's over.
Yeah.
Oh, another one that I just want to mention. Skyward Sword, Zelda, that's got music in it.
Okay.
Done. That's all I need to say.
That has music.
It has music in it.
It's Zelda.
No way. Do you play a flute?
No, but I will say that the shop song, it's still the shop song.
Yeah. Still got it.
Did you go looking for things to buy when you went in there?
No.
Also, I've customized so many cars in Saints Row that, man, I love that song.
Yep.
I love all the music in that game.
Yes.
Every shop I go into, just want to...
Okay, so right now our list is Saints Row the Third. You can.
What?
If you buy the collector's edition of Saints Row the Third, it comes with a soundtrack.
I can get on iTunes too. Shit. My life might be Bastion, so
Portal 2, and Saints Row the Third. What is the best soundtrack? Bastion or Saints Row the Third?
I
haven't played Saints Row, but Bastion was pretty sweet.
So here's the thing. I question whether or not I want to actually purchase the soundtrack for Saints Row.
Uh-huh.
As in, like, in an ironic, funny sense.
Uh-huh.
Because it's good, but... Meh. I mean, it is good.
Right.
But it's good in the context of that game. It's not good on its own, like I think Bastion is. Also, they did all of that music.
But, on the other hand, remember that?
I do.
You know?
It's the problem with it. It's like it all... in the music in the context of that game is what makes part of that game as good as it is.
Right. The licensed music and the original score for that game. Both implemented amazingly.
Oh, yeah.
Bastion, great. The music, totally awesome
outside of the game, I can listen to it all independently, and it's all really good stuff.
So we just give it to Portal 2 by default.
I disagree. I don't think... I mean, Portal 2's turret song is good. Also, the... the new GLaDOS song.
Yeah. Just want to... When you're gone, or something
like that. I mean, it's good. Also, yeah, I mean, we talked about like all the stuff that happens when you're using the goos.
Gels that have music to mm-hmm. them.
I mean, it all sets a tone to the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
which is good. But
it's not as good as fucking dubstep, man.
It's not as good as dubstep. It's not as good as any of it. It's all so damn good. It's not as good as, like, half the songs you just straight up hear on the radio. Even the heavy metal stuff.
Oh, you're talking for the radio in Saints Row?
Yeah, in the cars you're driving. Also, I don't know if the game does it, just... It has to be a random occurrence thing, but it's just funny to, like, get into certain vehicles, and it's a random radio station. And
it's
I just have to...
Random. there has to be some like, I feel mild like there, degree of racism.
I feel like there, but because it's just like, it seems like I jack a certain car and then the radio comes on and I'm just like, yeah, this person would have been listening to that. And this makes me chuckle a little bit to think it's like, yeah, it's kind of funny.
Yep.
That this person in the like military like Humvee is totally listening to classical music.
Sure.
Why not? Why not?
Okay, so I guess since it's more or less a tie between Saints Row the Third and Bastion.
How much did you like the soundtrack from Bastion, Ryan?
A lot. I remember this. I remember liking it.
What specific...
This would have been easier if you would have played Saints Row.
Like, what is the... Maybe. What is the specific... Like, if we're going for soundtrack as a whole, which is good, let's branch away for a second and say, okay, which one specifically had the best song or implementation of music?
I think, like, you know, Bastion's the wall song, the build the wall, or the
Mother, I'm coming home song.
Yeah, Mother, I'm home or whatever. Those are really, really good songs on their own and don't need to be associated with that game.
Well, I think the Mother song when you're carrying Zulf or whatever you're doing in that moment is pretty awesome.
Doesn't have big, it also like it develops, helps lend some depth to the character of Zulf. So it works in the realm of that game really well, and it works really well outside of it. Can we just give it to Saints Row and just be done?
God,
just do it.
It's all I can think about is just murdering fucking luchadors with a chainsaw.
Who doesn't like doing
that? The only thing I would say about that is it could be louder.
Yeah.
It could be a lot louder.
I think both... So, God, I mean...
Is it the end of the game, too?
Well, I mean, both of them just work so well within their realms. Like, Bastion is its indie game with its indie-ass soundtrack that is like... You could play this song for a person who doesn't like video games and like, yeah, man, that's great. Like, that's totally rad.
I think.
Whereas you play the Saints Row soundtrack to somebody and you show them that moment from the game, they're like, oh my god.
Yeah, well, you
I
might,
just pooped behind the couch.
Well,
this
well,
is so great.
Well, all of the music in Saints Row is not something I would necessarily listen to on my own. I know most of the songs, and when you put them in the place that they are in that game, I have a whole new appreciation for what I'm doing in the game and that song.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's I think best use of
it, man. Both winners.
She's just gonna do it.
Let's
tie.
Do it.
Just a tie. Why the hell not? This is our website. We do whatever we want.
I mean, because if it comes down to both games do what they did best, like indie represents indie, appreciation for stupid nonsense within stupid nonsense, like, they just work so well. And
it was
both are
just
totally
so,
listenable.
So cleverly executed in Saints Row.
Right.
Those moments would not mean as much as they did without that.
Just be another mission.
Yeah, exactly. It'd just be me jumping from a helicopter.
Driving from point A to point B.
Yeah, exactly. It just would be nothing. But it's executed so well that I feel good doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Same thing with Bastion, though. Like, hell, I enjoyed all that music.
Yep. It's great.
And in a musical capacity, too. Like, it's good.
Somebody who enjoys listening to music.
Yeah.
Listen to that music. Great. So.
I do not regret spending the money on the Bastion soundtrack, so.
Done. Best soundtrack of 2011, Saints Row the Third and Bastion.
And Bastion.
on a lighter note, most Japanese game of 2011.
Oh,
on this list, we have Catherine, El Shaddai, Dark Souls, Shadows of the Damned, and Disgaea 4.
I played not a single one of those. Yep.
You can just.
I saw the title screen for Catherine.
Okay. It's Japanese.
Yeah.
It's boobs.
It's boobs. Dudes and boobs.
So,
so Griff, talk to me about some Japanese games.
So, I don't really know. I mean, I would say Dark Souls doesn't need to be on here.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I feel like Dark Souls is not Japanese. It's broken.
All right, fine.
If you were to describe this game as messed up in a certain way, it's messed up because it is technically messed up and somebody just chose to not design it well, but actually to design it really well, mm-hmm. but then at the same time to mess
it's
it
up. It's designed really well because it's broken.
Yeah.
But that doesn't
like it
make
it. It is what it is. Yeah. You take it because it is how it is.
That does not make it
Japanese by any means. No.
It just makes it a broken ass game.
I want to talk through Shadows of the Damned a bit, and that's because I think this deserves to be on this category because it is a Japanese game,
mm-hmm.
and it is crazy and freaking weird, and you're like fighting the anti-god devil
Suda
thing, and
how fucked up that shit is.
Yeah, Lemon Hunter, man. This is a difficult setting called Lemon Hunter.
Oh, shit.
But I feel like Shadows of the Damned could be omitted from this list because it is trying to be a Western game so strongly.
Yeah.
Like, it is...
Well, because if I look at that game without having knowledge of who developed it and know nothing about Japanese game development,
like it,
I could infer that that is an American game.
It seems to me like it is trying to be so American that it swings back around to being Japanese again.
Yeah.
But I don't think that...
Well, the moment you start shooting goat heads and picking up strawberries, I start to see a little bit of Japanese in the Western.
It's not just that. Like, it's all the dick references. It's all the...
Yeah.
The, like, so weird,
it's
mildly pornographic
being
edge
like
of it.
The Bayonetta, like, where it's...
No, because Bayonetta is hella Japanese.
It is hella Japanese. But you don't...
Shadows of the Damned is kind of getting into this realm of, like...
East-Western?
No... I mean, I was going to say...
What are you doing over there?
Don't look at me. I'm behind the couch. It reminds me of, like, if Duke Nukem was combined with Resident Evil. That is Shadows of the Damned. But I also feel like Resident Evil isn't really a Japanese game.
Like, it's becoming less of a... But it never really was.
But, like, it's not crazy...
The first few of them were...
Okay, so Japanese game to me is like...
Resident Evil would be the most Western...
Not, like... delightfully Japanese and like, or not like, like inoffensive Japanese, where it's like, oh, you know what's a Japanese game? Metal Gear Solid.
It's not.
Okay, so like, let me go the other.
You're just shooting me with more like.
Let me tell you what this category
Japanese
means to
games
me.
That are trying to be Western.
What freaking crazy, weird ass anime nonsense game is there?
So, El Shaddai.
So, when things happen without any explanation and it's just like.
Disgaea 4.
So, yeah. Shadows of the Damned, I think,
does not
need to be on here. Now, El Shaddai, Catherine, and Disgaea 4 should be on this list.
Yeah, I totally agree. Because if you want to talk about like some crazy nonsense, like ideas that you're trying to pitch me, okay,
El Shaddai.
Yeah.
Here's a dramatic reinterpretation of the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Yep. Fucking crazy nonsense. Yeah.
A lot of the other thing about the reason why El Shaddai is so freaking Japanese is because... I have no idea what that game was about.
No, I agree.
Zero.
I agree, because
I finished it. I also heard a lot of people talk about that. The producer, Shane Bettenhausen, on the game describing it, he had a lot more insight into what was going on than was actually delivered in that game.
Yeah, dude, I only played it for a couple hours, and I was just like, oh, man, this game.
Then again,
weird.
Catherine.
Yeah, you play Catherine. See, okay, so this is where we're going to run into a rub here, because... You play Catherine.
You fight the devil, who is a bartender, who's been your bartender the entire game. Catherine,
you're selling me. Depending
on which choices you make, you can either get with Catherine with a K or Catherine with a C, and one of the other Catherines will become like the evil, crazy demon that you just imagined, or it's just been a totally benign piece of like nonsense relationship. Like,
there's three endings.
There are about 8 endings, I think.
Jesus.
Depending on your actions. It goes from, like, chaotic good, or, like, what is it, like...
If... I would just like to interject...
Order good to chaotic evil.
I would just like to inject here. I've been playing Disgaea for a few hours, and I'm already on my second playthrough.
Wow.
Because I already got one alternate ending.
Okay.
For a few hours?
Yeah, cause, okay, so do you... I don't know if you remember Disgaea 1, because I... No, you didn't fucking play it. Damn it. Okay, so every now and again in Disgaea, there are opportunities to lose, and you just get the end of the game.
Oh.
That's it?
Yeah, and then all it does is it asks you to save the game, and boom, new game plus.
So like Dead Rising?
Kind of.
That sucks.
But it's like, the thing is, like, the ending of it is, like, it's the first major boss fight.
Uh-huh.
And if you lose at it, then, yo, you lost the game, here's the credits. Save this file, and then speed run back. Like, it takes you 10 minutes to get back to that spot when, by the time...
I suppose, after you, like, what you showed on the... Well, we don't have the video up yet, but yeah, if you...
Your power leveled up enough, like, yeah, it's like, so...
It makes you learn how to do the puzzle style, yeah, it's of the, like, level, where you can just blow everybody up instantly.
But, yeah, so it's just an absurdity that just happens, and there's a friggin' trophy for it, too, so it's just like... I'm glad that I lost that fight, because now I have that achievement, and I'm on my second playthrough.
Second playthrough.
And... But... Yo, Japanese ass fucking game.
Yeah.
That entire game is.
Is there any anime in it?
That entire game is anime. Sprite anime. Also.
Okay.
Also had to run an update for that game.
I have to pee really bad. I'm okay with giving it to Disgaea 4.
Oh, no, there was a whole big skit on Japanese dialogue and, like, why sardines are called different things. Oh, God. It just went on a tangent last night, and I was like, okay. They're talking about Japan in that game.
I think simply by virtue of the fact that sardines is a major thing, and
major,
it shouldn't be.
Major, major thing.
We'll just give it to that. Though I could try and argue with you for Catherine. I'm okay with that. Letting it go.
Okay,
because I would say based on the gameplay side of Catherine, it's not really anything.
Yeah,
but except for the weird dating sim part, which really has little to no bearing on the whole game.
Mm-hmm. But you can go through all of it, all of Disgaea, and just achieve like level 1,000, 3,000, 9,999. Like, it's just absurd numbers and just absurdities.
A mockery of RPG.
Everything. It's a mockery of.
JRPGs.
Everything. JRPGs, yes.
Yeah. Alright, fine. Most Japanese game, 2011, Disgaea 4. Unforgotten Promise. A Promise Unforgotten.
That's it.
I gotta take a pause here. Okay.
Feel better?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Get all so much better. How's it smelling?
I don't want to talk about that.
Out of there?
Yeah. I hit the nitro button on that.
Boom.
So, next category. Best co-op experience of 2011. On here we have Gears of War 3, Skylanders, Spyro's Adventure.
He just really wants to get that game a win of some
Dark
sort.
Souls, Portal 2, Trench / Iron Brigade, and Bulletstorm. Anything else?
Bulletstorm and co-op?
Yeah, so I think we should throw that off.
But yeah.
The boat.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, no.
There was a co-op where it was like skill kills, the whole team gets so many points.
It wasn't...
It was not fun.
It was hard to find people that would actually do it.
Most people would just... Because the more points you got was like when you'd work with your teammates and like bounce dudes around, or it's like multi-skill shot things with people. But pretty much everyone was just kind of treating it like, how many points can I rack up myself?
Yeah.
So, that shouldn't be on there.
Do you really want Skylanders on there?
No. There's no online co-op.
Oh.
You can
basically you just play with action figures with a friend.
Yeah. Yes.
That's called playing with toys.
Yes. You play together with the action figures.
That's
in
not
the same location.
What we're into.
What?
That's not the type of
hell, man.
A thing that we cover.
But the toys are going on the base and you're playing with them in the Skylanders world as a video game. You're not like fighting them with each other. It's actually a video game. Like two players can play simultaneously. Drop in, drop out. Seamless
and
co-op.
Is it amazing?
It makes the game ridiculously easy. Which is why
doesn't make you good then.
Which is why I think it's okay with it not being on here. Okay. I mean, I'm one. It's not because there's no online. It's because it just makes things painfully easy.
So it doesn't like scale anything up because there's two people.
I have no idea how the scaling in that game works.
Okay. There probably is none at all.
There is. There is scaling, definitely. But I have no idea how it works.
Okay.
So I'm okay with letting that one go, even though it's actually surprisingly well designed. It's drop in, drop out, co-op. It's portable power. Just saying. Gears of War 3. Four-player co-op online.
Pretty amazing.
Horde mode. Redone. Beast mode. Pretty awesome.
Dead Island. Forgot to put that on there.
Yeah. Is that really unique in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah. Four-player co-op with four different types of characters. I mean...
All right. I mean, that's it. To mention it, but I really don't think it's...
That is the way the game is meant to be played, is co-op.
True. I mean, the characters are designed to you know,
help each, buff other,
each
out.
Other out. But yeah. But I, when you say it's meant to be played that way, I also think it's totally fine playing it by yourself. Like, there's no Gears or Borderlands thing where it's like, this is incredibly challenging by myself.
You didn't think so?
No.
Not one part.
Nope. Not at all. Especially with the fact that you can die over and over again for almost no repercussions.
Well, yeah, because for some reason you died all the time, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
No, you can die all the time in that game for no good reason. There is no repercussion to die.
If you want to keep your good weapons, then yeah, you don't die.
You don't lose your weapons if you die.
But you can't repair them with the money that you've already lost dying.
It doesn't matter. You get new weapons all the time. Too attached to your weapons. I don't think that game should be on here because it's not... I don't think it stacks up with the other ones. Poor or Trenched and Iron Brigade. You guys are the ones that were really
amazing. That's good.
Yeah. But I would
definitely remember when I was gone and that's like all you did for a week?
Yeah. That was a good week.
Yep. No, that game is on the list.
Yeah,
definitely. You did say it was broken as two-player.
Yeah, there is definitely a thing that happens when... I mean, it's one thing when you have, you know, just you playing that game. But when it's you and somebody else, it does become really easy.
Becomes really easy, but then also kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't... I'm okay with that being okay.
It's still... Yeah, it becomes easy, but, like, I've also played that with, like, three other people, too, and it still does not dilute the fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't... I suppose it doesn't make it painfully easy. You just... The game does also ramp...
Multiplayer with Skylanders doesn't dilute the fun.
It does also ramp up your difficulty a little bit to make it, you know, to make it more challenging.
Sure.
But I don't think the challenge outweighs, like, you know, if you get people good, strong, like...
Well, when we first started playing, he was, like, halfway done with the game. And he was just killing everything.
I was just mowing things down, and you were just helping out until you started to catch up.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. So I'll shoot that thing.
But at some point, you came up onto the, like, same, similar level as me. So it's just like, yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, yeah. It's good.
Does Dark Souls belong on this list?
Eh. I'd be fine with losing it. I mean,
I don't think it does. I like the hints. I like the leaving little suggestions here and there for players. I like how that worked, but...
I sort of like bringing other people into the fold of your world, but at the same time, my experiences with that were very...
98% lame. Single player. You know?
Yep. It's just, yeah.
I would much rather run with an AI...
It's interesting, but it's not.
...than another dude. So that leaves Portal 2 Trenched... Iron Brigade, Gears of War 3, and Dead Island.
Oh, you can cross Dead Island off. I just wanted it on that. Like,
okay. Gears of War 3, Portal 2, and Trenched Iron Brigade. Portal 2. Pretty good. Entirely, totally acceptable game on its own.
Mm-hmm. I also think the dialogue for GLaDOS while you're doing that.
Sure.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Pitting the people against each other.
But not.
Like, maybe?
Maybe.
But you don't know.
Also, I kind of want to know if you were playing that online, if both of you get the same dialogue, or if it's different.
Although, I think Portal 2 did have a totally awesome co-op experience, I think that Gears of War 3 does it bigger.
Yeah.
So, I'm okay with it going to Gears of War 3.
Yeah, I'm okay with it going to Gears of War.
Because you've got your campaign, your regular-ass campaign that's playable as co-op. You've got your multiple difficulties selecting that they've done in the game before.
And you've got arcade mode in campaign.
Yeah, which...
No, you can turn on mutators, which makes the game not entirely different.
Not unique.
It makes it entirely different.
Dude.
Makes a difference.
Same thing as games before. Just saying, like, it's the same thing as, like, having a, you know, select your difficulty on the co-op experience. Which is, they're all awesome. Like, they're all great. They enhance the experience. But Horde mode,
Beast
2.0, Beast mode.
Nobody did Spec Ops stuff for Modern Warfare.
It wasn't that good.
Okay. Fair enough. That's all I wanted to know.
It's more Spec Ops.
Okay.
Yep.
Sweet. Same thing. Yep. Just mention that.
Just didn't know. Maybe it was.
So all the things that Gears of War did in Gears of War 2, I think it did better and brought to the final extent of the goodness of a co-op experience in Gears of War 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, they always tried to do co-op well, but then, you know, it was always just two people. And then it was four-player Horde. And then they finally upped it to four-player campaign, Horde, and Beast. And it's actually five-player now. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep. It's amazing.
Okay.
I played it all last night.
I did start discovering
campaign.
I did start discovering the cooperative. I just started discovering all of the multiplayer options for Disgaea 4.
What?
Good. Not good. Not good enough. Okay, so
are they really Japanese options?
Not good enough that I would say that it deserves an award or anything, but you can invite other players from their another worlds to not really invite them. Invite is a word that
very strong word.
No, invite is a word that implies that they're going to do it for you for free. You can bribe other players to come to your world to help you with, like, you know, say you're having a hard time on a level with a boss. You can invite them, bribe them to come for sweet loot. You can bribe them to come and help you, like, fight these stages, and they become allies in your world, and it's kind of cool, but it's whatever.
Great, it's whatever. So, Gears of War 3.
A completely
co-op.
It's a completely unnecessary part of the game. You don't need it to, like, make the feature better. It's just whatever.
Worth a mention, but not worth anything more than
just
that.
Just like, yeah.
So, best co-op experience of 2011, Gears of War 3. Yay.
Yay.
Biggest failure of 2011.
Oh, man.
Not a game, necessarily.
Yeah.
Biggest failure as in things that happened in 2011. Hey, guys, remember when remember when PSN was out for about a month?
Yep.
Before frickin' E3?
Yep.
Everybody thought their credit cards were going to get stolen?
Yep.
Yep, yep.
That was pretty shitty.
Is Japan still offline?
I don't know. It could be.
Has anybody called there and asked?
They could still be down for months and months, for all I know. And now Sony wants to sell you a credit card.
Yeah. Hey, Griff, remember when you bought that 3DS for $250?
Yeah.
Did you get your money back?
It's $160 right now.
Yeah, it went down again.
I know.
Again.
Yeah, I know.
It comes with games.
You remember that 3DS?
I still do every day.
Oh man,
I'm an ambassador.
Yeah, how's it feel?
I'm an ambassador.
You've been playing your games?
A little.
How much is a little? Like, you turn them on and then realize you didn't want to play them anymore because they don't actually fucking save.
They save as long as you don't turn them off.
Yeah, it's not really saving.
It's just like an NES.
Yeah.
No, some NES games would give you like
why the fuck
two
doesn't
save
this,
files.
Why the fuck wouldn't Zelda save?
Remember when Duke Nukem came out this year?
Yeah, it's also terrible. Also terrible.
Okay, so the categories here would be the PSN hack/outage, Nintendo 3DS, Duke Nukem, Catwoman DLC slash day one content and PlayStation Vita?
To be seen, but it's still it's not failing fucking yet. Weird.
It is. Okay, so here's why the PlayStation Vita is not here. Because the proprietary memory cards.
Proprietary memory cards. Also, this potential nonsense with the UMDs that I keep hearing about.
Yeah.
If you want the best answer to this that I've heard so far is...
It's bullshit.
No, make an attachment. Just make it a Franken UMD reader.
I still think that, I think it's that bullshit. Makes the most sense where it's just like...
It's all bullshit.
We have this figured out where you can...
The whole nonsense of like, yeah, once you redeem that thing, we will know...
You can't redeem it again because there's a unique code associated with that specific UMD. Sure there is.
Yep.
You got it,
damn
man.
Right there is.
Don't ever try that again.
When that thing gets printed, somebody's
going to come
weird.
To your house and talk to you from Sony. The other thing is, okay, so you can only have one region on your PlayStation Vita.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole one region and one PSN account.
Well, yeah.
Essentially.
Yes. Yeah.
But the thing that's a workaround on that, which is...
If you have...
It is the biggest, like, you know, we have this one dildo in your ass. Here's another one. Is if you would like to have more than one account and you want to do it an easy way, get two memory cards.
Exactly.
Just spend $300.
The memory card is almost the same price as the
PlayStation. It's what, like 60% of the price?
It can range for like a 4 gigabyte card. I think it's at $35. For a 4 gigabyte card, $35. For
what is it, like a 32?
Four whole
like
gigs.
For a 32/64 somewhere, it's $100+ for that. Like half the price
absurd.
Of a PS Vita.
Just use it like a flash drive?
No, it uses its own proprietary memory cards.
Now there is space on the Vita for saves.
For regular game saves. Yeah.
But if you want to download games onto your Vita...
Which also I think is stupid that there is space on the Vita for it when they're using a cartridge-based system for games. Why is there not just memory on the fucking game?
What? What do you mean?
Okay, so you're not saving your save game files on a 3DS.
Uh-huh.
You're saving them on the 3DS? DS cartridge.
Yeah. Yes.
Why does this not happen on a cartridge-based PlayStation Portable?
Wait a second. I think I'm saving on both.
What?
I think.
I mean, I'm sure you could.
With the 3DS, if you want to dig into it, I'm fairly certain that my saves go onto both.
Well, I feel that's probably true. You could probably transfer them or save on both.
I'm fairly certain that my saves are on my 3DS.
How certain are you?
90%.
That's fair. I would not put it past.
I went through my 3DS and deleted old saves.
Whether
or not they're still on the cartridges, I don't know.
They should be.
Should they?
Yeah, that's how the DS worked. Why the fuck would you fuck with the format?
Because the DS didn't have removable hard drive space.
The DSi did.
Yeah, true. But were there any games that were made specifically for DSi?
Yeah.
Only DSi?
Yeah.
That can not be played on a DS?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. How the heck are you supposed to play System Flaw without a camera?
What's System Flaw?
It's a stupid fucking augmented reality game where it's just attachable
camera peripheral.
It's pretty much just like the Face Ace thing where it's like your world is there and you're shooting at germs or aliens, whatever.
Okay. Fuck.
So it's dumb.
Yeah.
Also, WarioWare Snap.
Okay.
You have to play that with the camera.
Gotcha.
But that's the download, so whatever. But still, the point I'm making here is, if you're switching to cartridges that you're going to insert to this thing, why can you just not save the game, save information to the cartridge?
Sure.
Why is there not, like, a small, like, 200 meg slot inside of every cartridge?
I don't know.
Just strictly for storage. It just seems absurd to me. Now, granted, I can still understand why you would want to get a memory card for it, but you should not be... Whatever. It's fucking dumb. It's the whole thing is...
That is basically the premise of this whole category. It's freaking dumb, man.
Vita is fucking stupid.
Huh. I would say that the only reason why the Vita should not be on this is because it's not out yet.
It's not out yet.
So it will be out in Japan in weeks and days.
Only gripe by speculation. So.
You know, by the time this goes up, it might already be out.
Maybe it's amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you don't necessarily need to put in the memory card also is a little forgivable.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to, but at the same time, like, you know, like, there's a lot of things in the world that I don't have to do, but
in one way, shape, or form. 2011, I think that can't...
Okay.
Yeah, since it comes out.
Fair enough.
Yeah, since it comes out next year. It's
for us.
Ignoring us, so I don't have to talk about this anymore.
Okay. What about the Catwoman stuff, John? You were really adamant on this being on here.
I just think it's really stupid the way that that was dealt with, not necessarily it itself is stupid.
Mm-hmm. How so?
I think it's a slippery slope.
It's misleading because of the way that EA handled that.
Like, I had no problem. I bought the game. I got the downloadable content.
I'm sorry, not EA. So, it's not EA. It's Warner Brothers.
It's property. Warner Brothers. Rocks, yeah.
So you didn't buy the game, and you didn't get the downloadable content.
Yeah.
Right. But and that's not my gripe here. My gripe here is that I was led to believe that, early on, I was led to believe that, yo, Catwoman's going to be in the game, and you're going to be able to play as her, and it's a part of the story. And then, what, a week before launch? Oh, by the way, Catwoman is a thing that if you didn't purchase it, like, brand spanking new, you're not going to be able to play as her. And it's something that intertwines into the story. You know, it's one thing if, like, before, like, pre-order Batman on PlayStation, and you can exclusively play as the Joker, but it's really only challenge maps, so whoop-de-fuck. But this is something that you actually took the time to develop and make a part of the story where I would get this, like, granted, it's not a huge major thing, it's just... I thought I was going to get that experience, and then I got that taken away from me just because.
But you could have bought it.
I could have.
You could have purchased it.
I could have. And
you could have bought that game.
I could have.
That's just like one time when I had a magazine subscription, and then I bought the magazine subscription, and then I flipped to the end of it, and they were like, if you want the deluxe version of this magazine, you can send us another $15, and you'll get the back half of your magazine.
I've never heard of that, and that sounds just equally as stupid.
Yep.
But okay, so here's my thing, is like, I don't have to purchase a new, just like I don't have to purchase a memory card for a Vita.
Sure.
That does not make it okay. That does not make it any less preposterous in my eyes.
But you can still have a complete Vita experience.
It's slowly becoming okay in our society. Like,
how is that defending the argument for Catwoman?
Because if you go into a Vita and you purchase a Vita as the baseline Vita price that it's being sold as,
right?
You get Vita functionality.
Right.
If you go into Batman and you purchase Batman as the straight up price, you get the full Batman experience. What you're doing is you're going to Batman and you're saying, I don't want to pay for this game, yet I want all the content.
I want all the content that I
thought I was originally... So that'd be like saying, I want to rent this Vita, and I also want to get all of the content for this Vita right now.
No, it's like me making a Craigslist purchase where they say, hey, just come and, like, come pick up this thing, and this is everything that you'll get, and then as I'm driving there to get it, he says, oh, wait, it doesn't have this part.
So then cancel your purchase.
That's essentially what I did. I might have bought it, but I just... But now that you're taking Catwoman away from me, I'm just going to spite you by not giving you money.
I stand in the same boat on both these issues. I did not buy Batman because I am putting my money where my consumer mouth is, and I don't like this EA Pass thing. Even though I'd be more than willing to pay the $60 for all of this because I think the game's going to support it, but I don't like this concept, so I'm not going to buy it. Just like I will not be purchasing PlayStation Vita on day one because of this whole memory card hidden fee bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So I love Sony products. I like the idea. I want a Vita, but I'm going to not buy it on day one because I don't like where they're going with this whole, we're going to hide these costs with our proprietary memory cards. We're not going to really tell you these details about the 3GS subscription. Like, it just keeps getting sketchier and sketchier, and this count nonsense and...
Well,
I'm done.
And this is all I'm saying. Like, too. Like, granted, yes, I could buy it if I really wanted to play Catwoman. It's just the poor way in which it was handled. Like, if you'd have told me when you announced Catwoman, that that would be something you got only when you purchased it new, then I would not give a shit. The fact that you decide to do it so late in the game when I was already resigned to the idea that I would be getting it, you know, through Gamefly, or also just like, just the straight up fact of like certain people like that just don't have the money to drop $60 on a game in October when you probably choose your battles like I do, where it's just like, okay, so I'll play Batman for a little bit and I'll probably drop money on the games that I like really want to own or that will take up a large amount of my time. It just seems unfair to the consumer.
Right. I mean, it sucks for the consumer because it's... I don't like your reasoning, John, as to why you don't like Catwoman. But I don't like the Catwoman situation. Because, one, when I don't buy Catwoman, every time I load that goddamn game up...
Oh, yeah, this is it also... says, hey, it's rubbing it in your face that you didn't do this or you haven't redeemed
this. Do you want to get this pass online? Cause we yeah. don't, or do you want to enter in this code? And I say, no.
Also, show me Catwoman, like, 1,000 times.
And I don't care if it shows it to me. It's just there's one more button that I have to press every time I start that game. That's like,
okay, so
do you want to get this? No, so I will continuing wait. I will to pass. Skip, please.
Continuing to harass you.
Exactly. It's irritating. It becomes something that hinders me from getting to the game experience. Second part of that, when you do purchase that or download it, it has to download it from the internet and install it. So now you're waiting another X amount of minutes for your...
To do that.
To play your game.
What if you don't have a way to download this? Then you are... So this is another part. It should be on the disc. There's no...
Now,
unlock code. It, like, free up that space on that disc to do that.
It's a Blu-ray. Because, it's got plenty of room. Exactly. Xbox isn't, again, having multiple discs.
I'm pretty sure they could have fit, like,
a line of code. So imagine you are one of the... plenty of people that do not have, you know, an internet connection at home.
Sure.
So you now have no way as a consumer to purchase it brand new. Have no way of actually getting Catwoman.
Nope. And, sucks.
And so
it's only going to continue to happen.
And then they're going to continue to slam it in your face. Hey, do you want to download Catwoman? Yeah. Well, no, because I can't.
I can't. Right.
This is only going to happen.
It's a slippery slope. Every time. We see the online pass, the EA pass thing as like.
I know so many people that are just like, yeah,
I can't play multiplayer whatever. Because I got it used or like, you know, it's. Mm. And well, okay. So my final problem with Catwoman specifically is this whole effort. Is to combat GameStop and use game sales.
Yes, this
however
is the biggest problem.
GameStop has purchased X amount of is given or whatever shady backroom deal happened between Warner Brothers and GameStop where they get a bunch of codes to pack into used copies of Batman so that when people buy Batman Arkham City used, they can still play the Catwoman thing, even though they're buying it used, even though that is there to prevent use sales, so you buy it new or you pay them $10 to get that, but you get it anyway. There is a failure there. like you said,
it's like the drug dealers.
This is only hurting the consumer.
Right.
Yeah. It's not because I'm against paying money for video game pieces.
Well,
it's
yeah, and that's not the thing. There are three reasons why. Me on a private level, if I really wanted to buy it, I would buy it.
Right.
If I was really that personally hurt about it, I would buy it, and it wouldn't be an issue. But if I think about everybody else that has to put up with this nonsense and has to deal with it for various other reasons, it becomes just like... It's such a shitty way to deal with people.
Yes.
That are keeping you in business.
Yep. Just crapping on the customers. Mm-hmm. That's why I opted out of my PlayStation user agreement.
Yeah.
You can't do that on the Xbox, by the way.
Can't opt out?
Can't opt out.
No. Like iTunes?
Well...
Also, I would also like to say how much I... Not that I think it by any means deserves to be on this list. I would also just like to point out, as a shout-out, as we're doing, apparently, that the new dashboard for the Xbox, I think, is shit.
Really?
Don't care for
it. I don't like it much either.
Why? Don't care for it.
I like the old one.
I agree. I like the old one so much better. Clunky.
Why?
This one's clunky. Also, shit doesn't load.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
I stare at text more than I stare at images on that thing.
I think it automatically wins because you're it is not a problem because when you start the Xbox, it starts on the play games screen instead of
ad That's screen. True.
Fair Very enough. Nice.
That's all I care about.
No.
You can hit play to play your game instead of searching for it.
Yes, you can.
Mine always...
Yours is wrong.
But you can disable the ads before, you know, you could...
But you still start on the featured, like, I want to learn more about Xbox stuff
window. I think you can disable that.
Uh-uh.
On the previous one...
You have to.
You sure?
You cannot do that.
Pretty sure you can say, hide this bar.
Oh, you know what I could always do?
You cannot hide their featured
you know
Xbox
what I could,
stuff.
You know what I could always do? I could always say, Xbox, play.
Well, you also have your quick play, like, you
no,
press
I could,
a button
I
and then...
I can totally fucking tell my Xbox to play.
Well, that's your own fault, but I'm
you
saying...
I spent $150 for that feature.
I spend money for that. This is the one thing I will say. This new dashboard is very Kinect-friendly.
So, your
that
point
is,
about this dashboard
is,
being a problem...
It is still a problem, because I can still talk to it all I want to. I just still do not get what I think I should be getting for having this new dashboard. I see... Images load so slowly, and everything just is seems like it's loading at a crawl. It's just like I downloaded the Bastion DLC without actually reading word one about the Bastion DLC, what it was or anything. None, the text wouldn't load. I was able to find it and hit the download button without seeing anything other than Bastion download content.
Gotcha.
It's absurd.
I don't find it that egregious, but I also haven't dug into it. But I mean, I don't use my... All I care about for my... All I want on my dashboard is
play game.
I friends list, downloadable
friends
stuff.
List, now all your friends can say, like, hey, if you want other people to play this game, you can tell them that whenever you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beacon
I like. I like the beacon.
Freaking annoying. No, because if I've got 100 friends and there is a constant pop-up.
So just
pop
turn...
Up,
no, you can turn your beacon... You can turn all that beacon shit off, and I suggest you do it because I...
I constantly
the same thing
think
with
I'm
game
getting
invites
achievements.
When a million, yeah, well, that's a different problem.
But yeah, I don't think it deserves to be on here because I'm sure it'll get fixed and I'll get taken care of, but it's just... Right now, I think it's not
so
great.
I would say the massive crash of PlayStation is probably the biggest fucking dumb moment.
I would agree with you.
Yeah, I really think that's it.
I think that PlayStation being down for over a month... Now, granted, people aren't paying for that. But the people who had PlayStation Plus were paying for that. We did get free... Everything was made good.
I think in the back end of it, they...
Everything's fine.
They handled it
well
to make up for it, but it's just the issue of, like... The fact that it happened at all is not okay.
Embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Almost as embarrassing as Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
No, Duke Nukem is pretty... Duke Nukem is pretty pathetic.
It's sad, is what it... I think that comes down to.
Yeah.
I don't think... it's sad.
I mean, so I think the Catwoman thing deserves to be on here because of... Because of the specific points of why the Catwoman thing has been problematic, I think that it will lead into future problems. Mm-hmm. And I don't know whether or not it's just the prospect of it being a future problem or if it's this much of a failure, like as what it did right now, is the bigger deal. Like is it potentially a bigger problem or was it a really big problem?
I don't think it in and of itself is a really big problem. I think it's a more future problem. Like I think the Vita is a future problem.
So, Nintendo 3DS.
I think that is an ongoing problem.
That is an ongoing problem.
Because, I mean, right now, what you have one game that's
two-ish
maybe worth purchasing for the 3DS.
Yeah.
Drop $160, $240 to play... Two games.
That's pretty bad.
The fact that when you put in your DS games, it has to, like, scale, and it's messed up. Like, the scaling does not work correctly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, how it's got... You're saying how it has the bounding boxes on them, so it's...
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. So, Duke Nukem or Catwoman? What's the bigger problem? What's the bigger embarrassing failure of this year?
I think Duke Nukem.
Yeah, definitely Duke Nukem. If you take 20 years to make a game, probably needs to be better than that.
Okay.
20 years? Is it 14?
Something like
about
that.
Somewhere in there.
When it gets past 10, I think we're pushing things here.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, that's it, I guess. That's all of the awards for day two, ending on a very bummer note. So to recap, most surprising game of 2011 is Dark Souls. Best fighting game is Mortal Kombat by a landslide. Best soundtrack goes to Saints Row the Third and Bastion. Most Japanese game goes to Disgaea 4. Best co-op experience, Gears of War 3. And biggest failure this year would be the PSN outage. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
See you tomorrow, Griff.
See you tomorrow.